One of the best things about being a K-pop fan is that we're surrounded by exciting new music and updates popping around everywhere all the time. Here are some latest updates in K-pop that we don't want you to miss out on. Hey guys, I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be back right after this song. 20, 22, Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022, and we just heard Psy featuring Suga of BTS with That I Like That. I actually love that song. I just got into it. It's a song that pumps me up, of course, especially if you're in the mood to get out of the funk mode or the down low mode. You want to get out of that. It actually brings you up. It actually brings up your vibe. So I'm saying that because today is actually hump day. So for those of you guys who are stressed out from work or just worried because I want the day to end, it's the middle of the week. We got some late new updates for you guys in the K-pop world, and that's going to help you power through the rest of the week. Now, the 13-member boy group Seventeen has a new studio album coming up very soon. Their fourth album, Face the Sun, will be released towards the end of this month on May 27th, to be exact. And guess what? They already sold up to 1.74 million copies in pre-orders. A new record for the group. That's amazing. And next, Tomorrow by Together, or TXT, is about to kick off its first international tour called Act Love Sick that starts in Seoul, slated for July 2nd and 3rd. They'll then carry on in the U.S. and tour seven different cities like New York and Los Angeles. Just a couple of days after that, on July 9th, they'll also release their fourth EP, Minisode 2, Thursday's Child, which has so far sold over 1.4 million pre-order copies. That is crazy, y'all. And of course, last but not least, we have HYBE's newest girl group, Le Sserafim, just made their big debut this past Monday with the release of their five-song package, Fearless. Just to provide a few details, the group consists of four Korean members named Chaewon, Yunjin, Karam, and Eunche, and two Japanese members named Sakura and Kajuha. Now, Chaewon and Sakura, as many of you guys know, are former members of IJ1. Now, I heard earlier today, you guys, this song is actually pretty bomb. You guys are going to like it. So I'm going to actually play for you guys so you guys can experience what I experienced. So with no further ado, let's check out Le Sserafim. Yeah, I'm actually getting used to the name. It's like a French name. Le Sserafim with Fearless. That was Le Sserafim with Fearless. Now we have some announcement for you guys. We're going to make a few announcements so you guys can find out how to tune in. It's pretty easy. Now we have a shortwave radio 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe and 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. Now you guys can check out our websites for more details at world.kbs.co.kr, and of course you guys can follow us on the gram, and our ID is at KBS K-Pop. You guys can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-Pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio as well. If you are in Malaysia, download SYOK app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. And also, if you guys are listening to us via podcast, don't forget to rate us, because if you don't, no one's going to find out about us. So make sure to rate us 5 stars so we can get more and more people to tune in. Now, with that said, we have 2 songs coming your way right now. We have a song by Kyungso. The song is called 나의 X에게, Dear My X, and of course, Jin Min Ho, 보통의 하루, Ordinary Day. 우리 다시 만날래, 예쁘게 빛나던 모든 추억들이 너무 그리워 너의 품에 잊혀진 나에게 너무 놀라워 보통의 하루가 너를 만나 Excuse me, would you like coffee or tea? Alrighty, guys, you probably know by now that this is a daily segment where we have a little chit chat that refuels you or winds you down, whichever you prefer. And we're going to be talking about everything and anything that sparks a conversation. Now, today we brought some news about Mr. Voltaire, who was a French writer, historian, and a philosopher famous for his wit. Now, he also been considered as one of the greatest of all French writers. What many people don't know, however, is that he was also a lottery scammer. What? In fact, without the lottery, everything in his life, from his famed works to mingling with famed writers, theologians, and politicians, might have not been possible. Now, in 18th century Paris, financial uncertainty contributed to the public's eager participation in a get-rich-quick scheme. Oh my gosh. And so, for the French government started running a lottery on bonds it owned. Only bondholders could buy tickets in this lottery, and each ticket costed, check this out, y'all, 1/1000th of the bond's value. Oh my gosh. Winners would get the face value of the bond in addition to a 500,000 livre jackpot, which would make the winner instantly wealthy. Don't we all want that right now? But you see, what Voltaire figured out was that if you own a bond worth a relatively small amount, with the lotto ticket for the bond costing just 1/1000th of the value, you could buy the lotto tickets cheaply. Yet your lotto ticket had just as much of a chance of winning as someone who owned a bond for, say, about 100,000 livres. Livres. I can't say that word right. Leaves. And had to buy their ticket for 100 livres. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh. Using this method, he'd win very often and always win much more than he put in. Now, this went on for about 2 years until the government realized something was wrong. Really, y'all? 2 years? It took you that long to figure that out? Anyways, Voltaire, meanwhile, became ridiculously wealthy through this. Now, with that said, we have some songs, of course, that actually make you think of Voltaire's little scheme. We got Lisa with Money and Stray Kids with Comme Jeu Venom.
It's the end of the month and the weekend. I'ma spend this track, everything on me.
Come, 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 come,
come, come, come, come, come, come, come, We love hearing from you guys. I personally love it as well. And we are always tuned into which songs you guys want to hear next, of course. And we're going to read out all your messages and blast out your requested songs. Stick with us as we will send out a prize to the winner as well. Now, the winner will be announced right before we close the show. Remember, we closely keep track of our message board, of course, and the gram for our comments as well. So be sure to send in your requests. Now, we're going to get into the first request. It's by ID at Wacky Cashew. From, actually, I know this person's ID. She's actually from Canada. Now, the message is, welcome to the KPC team, DJ Brian at The Brian Jew, which is my gram. Really looking forward to tuning in to you, to listen to you. I've missed your DJ days. Song request is Tears Run Dry from Brian's Manifold album. Thank you very much. Oh my gosh, I haven't heard this song in a long time. And to be honest, this is one of my favorite solo tracks that I got to sing. There's a Korean version and an English version. This is obviously the English version. The Korean version, y'all, if you don't know, Mr. Hui Song wrote the lyrics for me, so thank you for that. But with no further ado, Wacky Cashew, we got the song ready for you right now. This is myself, Brian Jew, singing Tears Run Dry. I hope you enjoyed that, Wacky Cashew. That was myself, the one and only Brian Jew, singing Tears Run Dry. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, I'm going to continue going over some requests from our listeners. If you haven't participated yet, be sure to do so for next week. We'd love to know which songs are stuck in your head right now, because we all have that. I have a song like I'll listen to on the radio, and it's just around my head the whole day. So if that's a song you want to hear, let us know. Send in your request. And with that said, we have another request in by at Ray Lior. She sent in a request. I don't know if she's to he or she, but at Ray Lior is her, the person's ID. Welcome back, DJ Brian. 안녕하세요. KPC's resident Monster X fan club president here. May I request Monster X's 사랑한다 from their new album? Thank you, 여러분. 화이팅! Yes, we got this song ready for you. So don't worry about that. We're going to play that song. But right before that, we have another request. Moving on to the next one is from at Ilham Yoon. Now, the message is, hello, DJ Brian. Greetings from Algeria. Woo! We got people around the world. I wish you have a very wonderful and enjoyable company at KPC from Monday through Friday. Another thing I wish for is happy Eid al... I can't pronounce it right. Eid al-Fitr to Muslim listeners. I'm sorry for butchering that. I'm not trying to be, you know, stupid. It's just I've never said that word out loud. From all over the world. And I would like to listen to Tonight by none other than Mr. Big Bang. I said Mr. because there's five guys. Well, now four. We already know what happened to the one guy. Anyways, we got those songs set up for you guys right now. The president of the Monster X president. We got the song for you right here. It's Monster X 사랑한다, Love Forever. And of course, we have one for Mr. or Mrs. Person from Algeria. This is Big Bang singing Tonight. Check it out. 눈을 감고 느끼는 바람 속 터지는 함성과 야유 방향 감각을 잃어버린 희망은 그저 불안전한 자유 어딜까 주변에 온통 붉어진 눈빛 Such a beautiful night All right, we're just coming back from listening to Big Bang's Tonight, and we're going to continue with our requests. Now, our winners will be announced right before the closing of our show, so you guys have to stay tuned to find out who that is. And the next request is from ID at Ovoque Co. That's actually O-V-O-Q-C-O. And the message is, on this beautiful pre-summer day, I'd like to request 여자친구, girlfriend, and their song 여름 여름 해, Sunny Summer. It's a great throwback. Yes. See, that's the funny thing for me is like when you say throwback, I think of songs like 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I'm pretty sure girlfriend's song isn't that old. But of course, a throwback is different for everyone. So we're going to get that song ready for you. And right before that, we have another request. The request is from at, actually, no, this is not actually from the gram. This is from our message board, I believe. And the message is, I want to request Colin by Super Junior. Yes. And the message was by Aki or Ossi, O-C-Y to be exact. I'll just spell it out so you guys can figure out how to pronounce that. So we got that song for you as well. So coming up is your song request, y'all. This is 여자친구 girlfriend singing 여름 여름 해, Sunny Summer, requested by Ovoque Co. And of course, Super Junior, Colin, requested by at Ossi. That was Super Junior singing Colin, and I want to say thank you for all the requests that you guys sent in for this week, and we have yet to announce the winner of the request that's been sent in today, and today's winner is, where the drum roll at? I guess I gotta do it to myself. Wacky Cashew from Canada! Congratulations. So now you have to do something for us. You have to let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email address, which is at or kpop at kbs.co.kr. Once again, kpop at kbs.co.kr. And we're going to send you a prize. So look out for that. Now we're going to take one more song break before we end the show for today. We have Ben with 헤어져서 고마워. Thank you for goodbye. And 정승환 with 목소리, The Voice.
Thank you.
Well, that's about it for today. I know a lot of you are saying, no, Brian, but I'll be back tomorrow, so don't worry. With that said, we have Red Velvet singing Feel My Rhythm. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I am Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect now.